Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say, ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
Oh, there he is. There he is, Cousin Seth, everybody. I can't even believe it. Cousin Seth, I wanted to do just a quick Friday bonus episode to take everyone into the weekend because, frankly, I can't take it anymore. I'm getting so, I'm inundated with messages from around the globe that want to check in. How's Cousin Seth doing? How's the love life going? How are things with Mrs. X? And I know we have an episode planned mid-April because there's a getaway going on. So there's going to be a more in-depth follow-up. But I just had to check in a quick 5-10 minutes. Cousin Seth, how are you doing? Two questions. Here's a two-parter. Ready?
Okay.
Number All one, right. How are you doing in the general scope of the show? For those who've listened or are new to it, we started, I'm Cousin Chad, and I said, Seth, we've got to take you through all the holidays and all the fun and take you through to let you experience how great all the seasons are, and especially the Christmas season, because you weren't doing much of that. And that was the genesis of the show, but then it morphed into people just being interested in your life as well. So I want to see, how are you feeling this far away from the Christmas season, the fall season, which you really learned to love last year? And then how are things going with the love life? So this is what the world wants to know. And then I don't have to get 100,000 emails a day or messages saying, how is Seth going? How's everything? It's wild. So Seth, here we go. What, first of all, how are you feeling in general? You know, just in general, the holiday spirit. I know we're doing a little bit of Christmas stuff now. We're doing some Easter stuff. How are you feeling overall, Seth?
I'm good. I will tell you, there have been moments longing for the Christmas season. Thinking back on it and be like, oh, how are we going to do things differently next year, or what I'm going to do next year? And which has been nice because I think that's been sparked or brought on by different things. So I actually noticed I just the other day pulled out some of my more cherished holiday mugs.
My
penguin one. Yeah, I was drinking out of those. I'm like, all right, that was nice and nostalgic.
What made you want to take them out? You just were like, oh, I feel like drinking out of this cold day or something.
Yeah. It was, we actually got snow here the other day. It was, okay. Like it's March and kind of setting the mood, and I'm like, oh, I took them out. And, I made my son and his friend, they had sleepover. So made them breakfast, gave them some to use as well. So it was, I'm like, oh, it's feeling good.
So and they then, were using it too.
Yeah. Oh, so I wish I would have had some stocked away, some maybe some holiday treats or some things like that that I could have pulled out. So maybe for next year. So
it's, I like that. So you had a little bit of a Christmas in March kind of thing for a little bit, for an afternoon or something. Very cool.
Yeah. And I also have been getting pictures from Mrs. X, so it ties in your other question. So things are good with that. So we're still talking, but
okay. So hang on, wait. You just did a major segue. This is breaking. Oh, are you not segueing yet? Not breaking news. Are you still answering?
What's that? Okay.
Okay. Has she been sending you Christmas-related photos, or are we moving on to the update on your love life?
Oh yeah, no, the Christmas related photos.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So she is out of town. She's out of town and she was someplace that had an ornament. She's in a warm weather climate. And it was a Christmas ornament. It was like a cactus. I don't think I'm giving anything away. It was a cactus decorated with lights and stuff like that. So it was very cool.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So she saw that and wanted to send it over to you. So she's even spreading a little off-season Christmas cheer to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is. I love that.
It's funny that she's kind of associated Christmas with me.
That's right. You are Mr. Christmas to her, Seth.
So
I love it. That's great.
I haven't presented it to her, asked her yet, but I'm thinking Mr. and Mrs. Claus for Halloween.
Oh, nice. Which would be a good way to kick off the season.
Yeah. And especially around here, because it's generally pretty cold. And so it'd be nice to bundle up and put on a nice Santa.
Now, will this include beanies and maybe sweatshirts from the Christmas Cousins podcast merchandise store, Seth?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea.
That's right. If you're, you know, you two are together, I'm assuming you'll still be together, hopefully around Mother's Day. Nothing says Mother's Day like mm-hmm. a tie-dye Christmas Cousins t-shirt, you know, just a little tip from me.
Yeah, I'm that is a nice one. I'm partial to our baseball jersey one too.
Oh yes, it's our cool.
I think Mrs. X might like that one because she likes baseball and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's the one. But they're both great. Maybe I'll do both. Maybe I'll outfit her whole wardrobe with
top to bottom, along with the right. teddy bear, Christmas Cousins teddy bear. That's the gift yeah. that keeps on giving all year, Seth. Mm-hmm. I love that. So let's go and segue. So you're doing okay.
Okay.
You still have some Christmas spirit going. And it sounds yeah. like, just the one last question, you're excited. You're looking forward to the fall and pumpkin spice and then Christmas and the holiday season, huh? More so than ever.
I am. Yeah, very much so. It's wow. yeah, because there's things I want to do, things I want to try, things I want to stay away from that I never want to go back to.
Right. Right.
So, yeah. Yeah. I hopefully, wow. I mean, it's not so much where I'm concerned that like by June or May or June, I'm like, oh, like hit that lull again. But it's nice. Right. It'll carry us over maybe till July, Christmas in July.
Cheers.
I love it. Okay. Right. Because we were discussing taking a little summer hiatus. And I know you were saying, you know, you kind of miss it and stuff. So I like to hear that. That's cool. Yeah. So, okay.
And it's, yeah, right. it's nice. And right. yeah, if anyone is longing for Christmas or anything, found the vintage stores or antique stores, resale oh, shops, yeah. like they always seem to have stuff.
And they can also message us at Christmas Cousins Pod or ChristmasCousinsPod@gmail.com. If you're like, hey, I want some Christmas vibes. We want you guys to try this or that or do this or that. Let us know. We will do it. I know people have it's really been resonating with them. Our series, Christmas Chronicles, our favorite Christmas ever. People have been loving it. We did one with Joe, the Christmas aficionado, one with Brian Monge from Monge Culture, and then one with Craig at the Christmas Guy 365. We have another one scheduled, which is fun. So that's really good. But enough of that.
And now for the moment you've all been waiting for.
I love that one. I love that one. So Cousin Seth, fill us in just quickly. Doesn't have to be long. We don't have to go into details. Everyone's asking me, and I mean everybody. I went to a barbecue the other night and people were asking me, how is Cousin Seth's love life going? I've got people from New York, cousins, other cousins on the other side of the family, my wife's side asking me. I've got my brother asking, who's your cousin? I've got brother-in-laws. I've got friends. I'm getting messages from Christmas Cousins listeners and fans. And I can't field all them individually. Let us know how are things going.
I got a great video message from one of those people that you had forwarded on. It looked like you guys are having an awesome time. I wish I was there.
That's right, you did get a video message from someone as well. That's right. Okay. So how are things going? Are you and Mrs. X, obviously it sounds like, still together? Things are going.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of that. So it's like, oh, can you be good now? Yeah, things have been great. She's been doing most of it, and because she's awesome at it and I'm terrible. So
at what? At being in a relationship, you're saying?
Oh, no. Putting the finishing touches on our trip. So trip planning, activities and stuff. Yeah.
Smith, you know you failed to tell us what it was. You just went into it.
I was going into that.
Okay, what trip? Tell everyone about what the trip is.
So
what is going on? Seth, what are you talking about right now?
Exactly. Just giddy. Can't even speak.
He is giddy, isn't he, everyone? He can't even.
Yes. He agrees. So we have a trip planned. This will be our first, myself and Mrs. X will be going out of town for, I think, two nights. We're going to Louisville, Kentucky. So I've never been there, and a lot of people are probably asking themselves, why Louisville? Well, because there are lots of fun things to do that I'm learning, but neither one of us has ever been there. She might have for work at some point, but I have not. So we're going to go down there, So that's a big step. Like, I think.
Yeah. You're driving together or flying?
We are going to drive. So it's about a 4.5-5 hour drive. So we're inching our way up because went to Michigan. That was like a 2.5 because I.
So in a 4 hour drive, you can get from episode 1 all the way through like episode 20. That's really good. And then the way back, I mean, you can get her caught up in the first 60 episodes or so.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are at a point now that we could probably listen to an episode or two together. So it wouldn't come off as arrogant or weird, like, oh, I want to listen to my podcast.
Start from the beginning and let her follow through. And then if we remember any episodes that you don't ever want her to hear, I'll just delete it completely from the library. Just let me know.
Right.
The eggnog episode's got to go. It's a classic, but you don't want her to hear
your numbering episode. It's weird. It goes like 1, 2, 8. 13.
Right. Why did you skip the month of November entirely? What happened? Why is that deleted? Mm-hmm. Okay, so things, Seth, are still going really well, almost too well. Like I for show content purposes, things just going swimmingly is not the most exciting thing, Seth. When can we get some speed bumps for the show purposes?
I don't know. I think we're going to have to focus on kind of the peripheral life of Cousin Seth, not the romantic life of Cousin Seth. That's where the real stuff comes in. The real stuff, the other stuff.
So are you talking daily? You're talking daily on the phone texting? Okay. Both?
It's mostly texting. There's been a couple phone calls, funny enough. So here's the thing for you. So my son knows that her and I are dating. Daddy has daddy.
Everyone knows, daddy. Seth. The world knows. Everyone. Right.
This is not news. I mean, child.
Yeah, your son has access to. Oh, thank you, audience. If your son has access to CNN, then he knows that you're dating.
Yeah. Right. Good point. Good point. My son has only met one other person that I've ever dated. I'm not someone that jumps into and stuff like that, but this.
Can I interject? Yes. It's not too late to introduce your son to some of the Jersey Shore girlfriends. They're still around somewhere. Go back on a tour and meet some old ones from your Jersey Shore days.
That would be quite the treat.
That would be a great episode.
Son, do you see? It would be interesting. I mean, I don't know. Would it be a growing? It would definitely change the dynamic of the relationship, I think.
So you're saying
there one time from his end to me.
Yeah, I didn't mean to derail you, Seth. So you were saying your son knows that you're dating.
Yeah. So we had a conversation, I told him about her a little bit and stuff. So he's aware. Anyway, a couple days ago, we're driving and she had given me a call. I'm in my car with my son and his friend. Her picture pops up and she's calling. And I'm like, do I answer it? Like, I don't know. So for some reason, I asked them, like, do you guys mind if I answer it? And they're like, no, go ahead. I was just like, I don't know why answer.
They should have recorded. Why didn't Nathan record this? This would have been fantastic.
You're like, hey.
So mad at my little cousin Nathan right now. Okay.
You can text him. So I answer and I was just like, hey, how's it going? She's like, good, how are you? And very quickly, I'm like, you're on speakerphone. I have two teenagers in the car to repeat everything. It was just, she's like, okay. So it was, just like, okay, no problem. Good. I'm like, how's everything going? Good. You guys having a good time? Yeah, great. Talk to you later. Okay, perfect. And that was the extent of the conversation. Get off. Nothing said. The car is silent. I increased the volume of the music. And that was fine. So there are sporadic phone calls. And then I was thinking about it later. I was just like, should I have done that? Should I have answered or just like put it to the voicemail or something like that? I don't know. I was like,
right.
Oh, it would make Nathan uncomfortable. Someone with some advice, perchance?
Mrs. X calling. Okay, so you're right. You're thinking, okay, did you ask your son after?
So yeah, I did. I'm like, was it a little weird? Me answering it. He's like, it was weird. He's like, I didn't think she was gonna sound like that. I was like, oh, I'm like, what were you expecting? And he's like, I don't know. But he's like, no,
well that's fine. An interesting question. What was he? Hey, Seth, it's me, Mr. Jack. Say hi, say
you.
Say
what's going on?
What was he expecting?
Well, I was just like, hey, baby, or some like weird voice.
Hello, Seth, it's me, Mrs. X.
What's going on? I was like, okay, you know, I was thankful that he was open and honest with me. I'm like, what do your friends say? You know, and she asked who that was. And I'm like, what did you say? He's like, oh, he said that was your girlfriend. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. All right. So, you're telling me.
Okay.
So it's out there now. Now, if it's known in the teenage grouping or community.
That's right. So they know. So, good. Know.
Yeah.
Now you're free. Now it's a party.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, but, yeah.
That is great. It's like, I don't know if that would make it all.
Seth just froze up a little bit. I don't know if you could hear him. Or I can't. He's frozen on my side. Oh, this is a great screenshot right here. I don't know if he's frozen or not. Let me pause. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was able to pause. So, okay, we're back. I think we're back. Okay. It froze for a second. So
looks
you
like
said
recording.
Okay.
That was weird. Yeah, it looked like my internet was going out and then it just maybe have gone out. So where was I?
maybe someone's tapping in.
Right. Mrs. X scrambled my internet or something.
That's right. Okay, so your son knows, your son's okay with it. And everything's going smoothly. There's a big weekend date coming up. Big weekend coming up. That's going to be a big, obviously, things are looking good. There's no reason to expect that won't go well. But I need an argument. I need your first argument, something.
You're like, I'm hanging on to it. I wonder, there's nothing. I mean,
no argument yet?
No, it's yet.
I can hope, can I? I can wish, can I? I mean, come on.
Right.
You're kind of hard to argue with, Seth. You're hard to argue with. You and I haven't really ever argued. We've obviously been cousins our whole lives. Like, how are you going to get mad at cousin Seth? I can see getting mad at me, maybe, but cousin Seth?
Then you're like that too, though. I couldn't see, I couldn't see getting mad at you. You're like, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you really can't. You really can't. We're too wonderful. How could anyone get mad at us?
Now that we're letting the rest of the world know, the truth comes out.
So, okay, so things are going great. You're doing, this is crazy. Okay, so you're doing great. You're looking forward to the fall, the holiday season. Things are going well with Mrs. X, your girlfriend, as you're calling her now. I mean, your life is really coming together.
It seems to be. We went from exclusive to boyfriend girlfriend thing, which is an official thing. I'm learning so much about relationships too. It's just my own, the one I'm in, other ones. Yeah, it's been quite the education.
So Christmas cousins community listening at home, all because of us and this podcast, cousin Seth went from someone waiting for the shoe to drop, going, boy, I don't have all this much going to look forward to on the day to day, to having a worldwide fan base. Of course, you were always very wealthy. We know that. And now a burgeoning, blossoming, lovely relationship. I mean, audience, what do we think about this? This is crazy. Wow.
Yeah, I say that too. Sometimes I stand in the bathroom staring at the mirror like, wow.
If you two had a kid, would you name that kid Christmas Cousins Podcast? It does have a nice ring to it.
It does. It does roll off the tongue.
How about just cousin?
Cousin? That would be interesting. You're a cousin.
Come here, little cousin. Well, you don't have to decide that yet. You have at least, 9 months to decide that. So. What?
You get people talking. You're like,
that's right. Wow. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
If she has any family or friends that are listening. Great.
Oh, that is great. Well, now yeah, I have the clip for tomorrow to play. The breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Do it.
Time is ticking. Time is ticking. I got Seth's speeches. He's blushing, ladies and gentlemen. This is great.
Yeah, there's not going to be any sort of Instagram posts. Like, guess who's expected? Yeah, just like both of us standing at a bus stop, scratching our chins, and me rubbing her belly with my other hand.
Yeah, you behind her, holding her belly. I love that. On the beach, maybe, was it Sound Haven, Michigan, or South Haven, Michigan?
South Haven.
With the sun setting and the lighthouse right there, and then just a belly sticking out from behind the lighthouse. Right. What a picture. I love it. This is beautiful. Love is blossoming, ladies and gentlemen. This is so great. Well, that was it. Just a quick update on Cousin Seth, how he's feeling, how things are going, because everybody's been asking. So at least now for the next couple of weeks, we can wait and see. Of course, we'll do a breaking news bonus if anything happens that's very interesting that has to be reported on. You know, every night I pray for their first fight so we can report on that. I'm starting rumors and things. But so far, it's been going too well for my blood. I need
you
content.
Talked to her. You spoke to her. You've seen her. You had that opportunity.
I am one of the privileged few. I didn't even want to say too much on air, but yes, I have spoken to her over Zoom. I've seen her and she was lovely. And we had a great conversation. Again, I was very disappointed. I was like, where is this content? Great. Here's our episode. I spoke to her. She was lovely, Seth. Fantastic. Great.
Right.
I'm like, she didn't even say anything controversial I could report back on. So.
He wanted to be like, she doesn't seem like a total train wreck. Oh my God, he's doomed.
Right, exactly. That would have been great. We could have had a whole roundtable discussion, but Oh well. So no, but in all seriousness, obviously we're joking, Seth. I'm very happy for you. Yeah. I'm excited. You're Thank excited you. About how, you know, even the future plans we have with the shows and the future with her, and then going away on this getaway is going to be exciting and everything else. So this is fantastic. Congrats to you. Congrats to Mrs. X. Congrats to the whole Christmas Cousins community, because I give us full credit for this. All credit.
Everyone. Yeah, I do feel like everybody has had a hand in this. I mean, we've put it out there and, you know, there's some exposing myself, putting myself out there and exposing myself, but making it a little vulnerable. But yeah, everybody we've talked to stepped up. We've done these lives, met people. Yeah, everybody's been super supportive. So
it is. Really, it's like we're all in this relationship with you, Seth. You don't walk alone. You don't walk alone. Is that a song? It should be. Seth doesn't walk alone. He walks this lonely road, the only road that he has ever known.
Someone might have. Yeah, they get a few of those lyrics.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, thank you, Seth. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned for the biggest love story. This is like General Hospital meets Christmas. This is wonderful. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
And he's in love.